Breaking news. Crozier Health Hospital's closing.
Crozier closing.
Closing after a federal bankruptcy judge approved their parent company's plan to close the health system.
They say thousands of patients' lives are at risk. And now that Crozier Health's owner has officially announced plans to shut down Crozier Chester Medical Center and Taylor Hospital.
Together, they employ thousands of people and serve hundreds of thousands of patients.
Patients will start feeling the impacts in just a matter of days.
Today is not good. I go back and forth between anger and sadness. We're trying to do what's best for patients, but we feel, you know, powerless.
You know, I see 2,651 employees that by next Friday will be out of a job, and they're colleagues of mine. I made friends there. I took care of an extremely vulnerable patient population. Now that Crozier is closing, you're losing significant EMS services. You lost burn unit. You lost a trauma center in Delaware County. There is no trauma center in Delaware County now. And I know the stories personally of, you know, the minutes to spare for the gunshot wound, that if any more time had elapsed, you would basically die. That's going to become the norm.
Healthcare, sure, it's a business, but it's also a right. I would say that, you know, if they wanted to profit off of it, that's fine. But at least you should have kept the profit not limitless and maybe put a limit to the greed and maybe given a little bit back to the society, just enough so that the hospital could have sustained itself. I mean,